It was the 5th of February last year, 8:35 a.m. to be precise. I was at the train station of Chatsworth, Sydney, New South Wales. Peak hours, so it was busy, a bit too busy. Everyone was rushing to get where they needed to be on the escalators that would take them to the train of their dreams for their work, CBD, or in my case, I had to catch a class at TAFE, which was 45 minutes away. Now, I was late. I was late like literally every other person in every metropolitan city of the world. The digital clock on the train station had already shown that my required train, which was supposed to come at platform 1, was only 3 minutes away. So, with my black backpack on my shoulders, my phone in my left hand, and my freshly loaded transport card in my right hand, I needed to bring back my running game in order to make it. I was not wasting a minute. I was halfway up the escalator when my foot slipped. I fell flat. For a moment, I did not even realize what's happened. There was pain, but it was definitely not my focus. I quickly checked my hands. My phone was still there, but my right hand was empty. My freshly loaded transport card, on which I had loaded $50, was nowhere. I had dropped it. I needed it, and it was gone. Now, there was a strong sensation of pain in my left knee and burning in my right toe. There was blood as well. A kind lady at my back helped me get up, walked the escalator off at the top. We also had to get down, so she helped me with that as well. Now, traveling past the point where I had dropped my transport card was heartbreaking. Like a movie moment. No, I just wanted to reach out. Tears started rolling down my cheeks due to an overwhelming sense of helplessness. My 4th month as an immigrant in Australia, and here I was bruised and bleeding. As the lady led me to the train station staff, the first question obviously was, "Hey, are you all right? What's happened?" I was bleeding like anything, like my right foot was bleeding like anything, and my left knee failed to cooperate much. I was crying a river with my silent and voiceless tears. Before I could tell them anything, they sensed that it was an accident. However, all I could tell them was, "I've lost my transport card. I need my transport card back. It has $50. "Oh, darling, you would be fine." Yeah, I knew that. I would be fine. The pain could be sorted, but I needed my transport card back. I was lucky enough that day that the train station staff got back my transport card, and from God knows where. Needless to say, that day I could not make it to my class in TAFE. I walked straight home. The usual 5 minutes took me 45 minutes that day because I could barely move. To be honest, during those 45 minutes, I did not think much except for my loneliness and helplessness in a new country. All I wanted was my mom, who was 16 hours away, if I was lucky enough to catch a good flight back home in Pakistan. Ladies and gentlemen, things had been happening pretty much the same all my life. Not that I had been tripping on escalators every now and then, but the pursuit for financial stability and being who I really was. Good evening, everyone. My name is Sadia Ahmed. I am from Pakistan, as you've already unkindly mentioned. Thank you. I am a writer whose name can easily be Googled. My apologies if humility does not come naturally to me. But I've not always had the confidence to say this. Back in the 1990s in Pakistan, when I was at school, I was a bright and ambitious student who was always striving for the best grades. Maybe there were only 2 subjects that I completely sucked at, and those were creative writing and sports, maybe because I thought those were not important enough for me to get the highest grades. It was all about my position in class and my percentage. There was nothing more than that. Those days in Pakistan, you would either become a doctor, engineer, or a disappointment. There was There was no fourth option. Stability and respectability were really important factors. So I worked hard and I ended up getting into a prestigious public university to study architecture, despite not having the slightest inkling what it was all about. It was my first week in the university and I realized that I wasn't meant to be there. Every time I entered the materials and construction class, I could literally smell a batch of freshly prepared cement. I would want to throw up when my professor explained the minute details of the air conditioning systems for the effective cooling in the scorching months of June and July. By the way, I come from Northern Hemisphere, so you know, it's reversed there. The only subjects that I was good at were architectural psychology and history of civilizations. My self-esteem started sinking in. I found solace in the company of similar victims like me, and together we also formed a Facebook group, which was called Losers United. Having no interest in the classes, I somehow developed an aptitude towards reading, wandering down the streets of the historical city of Lahore, discovering the eateries no one had ever heard of, and simply sitting under a tree, looking at the ground, when the sunshine would fall during the winter afternoons. I was in heaven in those moments. Since quitting was not an option, as I have already mentioned about this disappointment factor, so I somehow dragged myself through the degree until one day I graduated out of the university with the hope of never having to look back again. Now it was time to apply for jobs, so I applied literally everywhere under the sun, from the architectural offices to schools, until finally I got an interview call from a school. They offered me to teach creative writing, which came as a huge surprise to me. I thought I was as creative as a piece of wood, but since the paycheck was not bad, so I said yes. I knew that it was enough to pay for my food and clothes without having to worry much about the funds, since I was living with my parents at that time. That was all that mattered to me. Little did I know that while teaching creative writing, I would discover my love for it. My time in the classrooms was purely magical. I'm unsure what I taught my students, but I'm pretty sure that I learned a lot from them. I was also dealing with the co-curricular side, so drama also fell in my job description. While helping the students with the school annual play, I discovered something changing within me. There was a strong voice inside my head that told me that this was my place to be. My boss, Mano, who later became one of my best friends, was a published author, and she would often discuss her writings with me. It was during those discussions that I began to learn the fine details about the craft of writing, until one day I started writing for myself. Now, since I wasn't formally trained in writing, I wrote whatever my heart commanded me to. My work also started getting published here and there. I had a regular day job, so everything was pretty fine. Until one day it was time to move to Australia for immigration. So I walked down the streets of Sydney, dropping my resumes literally everywhere and getting rejections even from the local butcher shop. Nothing. I knew it was time to go back to school. And any guesses what I would have opted for? Any guesses? Sorry? No, I opted for human resource management. Stability. Not because I had the slightest interest in conducting the job interviews or preparing the public health and safety policies for the corporate organizations, but because I wanted a steady paycheck. So pushing my real self aside and tripping down the escalators, I somehow completed my certification. Again, it was time to apply for the jobs, which I did, right, left, and center. Rejections again. The same sense of worthlessness and low self-esteem which had crept into me when I was an architecture student was now back in full swing. I even lost the confidence of speaking to my friends who were doing well in their careers. I wanted to avoid the crowds at all costs. Until one day, I reached the pinnacle of my anxiety. And I decided that enough was enough. I was sick and tired of this pushing and pulling between the financial stability and being who I really was. I knew that writing was something that would give me peace. So I started writing full-time without thinking about a paycheck or financial reward. I would write for 8 to 9 hours at a stretch without feeling a minute of exhaustion. And in this process, I also regained my long-lost confidence. My writing started getting published in many leading publications. Many times, people would write to me how my pieces reminded them of their traumas and sufferings. Every day I was writing was emotionally and spiritually fulfilling. And guess what? Money also started coming in. So what is meant to be yours is always yours. So why not find your calling and be where you really need to be? Why trip on an escalator in the pursuit of finding the right train every now and then? Thank you so much and good evening. That's it. Wonder this time.